This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot, all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Live from the Old Roadhouse in East Palestine, Ohio. This is the second half of the happy hour here in East Palestine. I want to thank everybody. Thank you for coming. Where are you from? Who are you? Where are you from?
Well, I'd be your daughter, okay. And Maureen Bannon, and I'm from just outside of Richmond, Virginia. But I'm very grateful to be here with all of you guys. So, because we all know mainstream media is not going to shine light on what's going on here. They want it to just go away, but we will not let it go away.
Is it going to go away? No. Okay, I guess our thing is, why don't we, I'm going to put you in the crowd. Okay. I'm going to toss to you. Do you know what you got to do now?
I know my task and my purpose.
Your task and purpose. That's a good West Pointer. You Army guys get it. Okay, do we have Ben? Is Ben Burquam ready? We've got Ben Burquam down by the creek. Can we get, hey, Ben, are you there, brother?
I'm here, sir.
Brother Burquam?
I got you. Yes, sir.
Okay, don't.
I got you, Steve. Can you hear me?
Oh, there he is. Hey, Ben, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. I got you, brother. Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to get
Ben back up
in a second when we get unfrozen, okay? Here's what we want to do today. We want to talk to more people from the general area and find out who you are, where you're from. Remember, this show goes out throughout the world, right? It's watched everywhere. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Look, our job's easy. Right? All we have to do is go out and talk to the best people in the world. That's American citizens. So we have a very easy job, but we're going to do more of these live. The hard thing about the live is to try to get in all the news that's happening during the day while you have the audience. I think we're getting our sea legs on this. Oh, you were? It's a huge tragedy down there. This is the Nashville situation. We'll try to get more. Jack Posobiec's all over that, so we'll try to get into more of it. Well, thank you, ma'am. Here you are right here. Why don't you stand up? Now, can you give us your name or where you're from?
My name is Diane Leeson, and I'm from the East Palestine area. I was 3.3 miles from the derailment.
Can you talk to us about what's happened to you and what you know about this?
Yeah, and what I'd like to really talk about is the fact of the testing.
Okay, fine. Tell us about it.
Okay.
They all tell us it's fine. Everything's hunky-dory and it's going well. Are you here to maybe say that's not the case?
Well, I'm not sure that it is down here in a town. And I've done research in order to try to find someone who can test the water, the soil, in order to make sure that things are good. And it took a lot of research to find someone who is independent, who can actually do the test and send it to a lab that is actually going to take and put those samples into their testing machines or whatever they use in order to come up with how good their water and soil is. And it's going to test a large, large number of the volatile chemicals, not just the ones from the derailment. And it's not just taking and scooping up dirt and putting it in a jar or taking and putting water in a vial. There is a real scientific method to do this. And if anyone's interested, what it is his name is David Simon, and he's with Smart Environmental Engineering Consulting and Construction, which is in Youngstown. He can also do testing for the air and a whole lot of other things. So that, I think, is important.
Let me ask you, why hasn't, you've got all these resources, the EPA's here, the Ohio EPA, the Pennsylvania EPA, Norfolk Southern, they're not making the citizens here feel comfortable that's being done as you just laid it out?
Well, right. And I have talked to Lisa at the state EPA, and I asked her about testing, like, because I'm outside of the 1 mile or 2 mile radius. I'm 3.3 miles, so they won't test for me. But I asked her about it, and she says that the state and federal EPA have their own labs for their testing. And she said for people like me as a resident outside of that area, she says she doesn't know where I could go.
What is the cutoff? I mean, how can they cut it off? Is it just a mile? Is that the cutoff, or have they explained it to you guys why they're doing some cutoff?
Well, they haven't said anything to me why a cutoff, but it's like about 1-2 miles, and that's it. Outside of that, you're on your own.
Have the town halls they've had, has that explained it to people?
Here's the cutoff picture. Phase one and phase two of the water testing.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
You want to show that to the camera?
It's kind of hard to see, but phase one and phase two of the water testing. You'll see in phase one, the blue area, that is the municipal water. And then in phase two, the pink area, the muni wells are underneath that pink area, and that's pink area runs along Leslie Run. So they're testing some of the private wells there. But if you are, like myself, a quarter mile from phase one and phase two, you're, you know, SOL.
Have they explained the scientific nature of why they cut it off right there?
From what I was understanding, it's the geological flow of things, but they want to stay as close to the creek as possible for the phase two. And they did put in two sentinel wells by the muni water. So that is supposed to catch the runoff of the chemicals, but I don't know.
Have in these town halls they've had, have they explained it? Because it's one thing to actually be doing it and doing it right. The other thing is to make sure the information gets out and people feel comfortable that they understand how this happened. Have they, because they've had a number of town halls, and it looks like at least the local people are trying to get that out. Have they done a good job of explaining this at any level so that folks around here understand what's going on and feel comfortable with it?
I attended a town hall in Negley, which was with the EPA, federal, state, Norfolk Southern, the health department, several other alphabet agencies, let's call them that. And we were playing very nice, asking questions, and some of the answers were just kind of skirting around the issue. And my husband got up to ask a question. He came in a little bit late, and he seems to be a troublemaker because he's been in the creek every week checking this water.
Why does that not surprise me?
He just wants to find the truth. So he talked about, you know, stirring up Leslie Run. This was just a couple of weeks ago, and chemicals floating to the top. And he asked the state EPA, do you think that this is safe if I'm seeing rainbow color floating to the surface weeks later, and would you let your kids play there? And the state EPA was not very kind to him. He sort of got a little ticked off that he was even in the creek doing this. But what are we supposed to do? We're not getting any answers, so people are searching for answers themselves. We're getting out there. We're doing the work. We're doing the groundwork. We're doing the phone calls. We're doing everything. But I don't know. Do we need to be louder to have our voices heard?
Is there a network now of local citizens that are doing this? You said the voices. Are they coming together to try to do it themselves, or what's the latest status?
Well, my husband and I started a Facebook group, East Palestine Off the Rails, which strictly talks about the derailment and what we're doing and what we're researching and sharing information. We are there to have conversation, whether you don't agree with us or whether you agree with us. We need to have this conversation going. So if you want to get involved, please join that group. We would love to have you. And as far as I know, there are some local people that are, you know, doing different things. But I think we need to unite as a whole to get that done. And I'm not sure how we go about doing that, because there are a lot of people still on the fence. Well, they're telling us it's safe, so maybe it is safe. But we don't have any solid answers that I can see. And especially, I know that the EPA and Norfolk Southern are doing two separate tests for these, for the soil and the water. And I know the water tests are going to two different labs so that they can compare the results. But where are the results?
Anybody, I'm just going to check my time here. Anybody that came in and told you anything, you have to see the receipts. You have to see the methodology of what they're testing, the base case they're doing, and then the test, right? I mean, people have to see the receipts. They're just not going to have somebody tell – somebody saying, oh, it's fine, is not going to work. You agree with that?
I totally agree with that. I mean, it's checks and balances. Isn't that how our government works? The government says, oh, don't worry, it's all okay. But, no, I need to see for myself, because I am part of this government. I need to have those answers. So,
you see, this is one of the biggest differences that go on today, like you did the independent research, is that in the old days, it was just by decree, oh, everything's okay, and you believe what the authorities told you. But because of what's happened, really, I guess, since Kennedy's assassination, the Warren Report, Vietnam, all of that, and now with the power of the internet, you know, the one of the things they do is mock basic citizens of doing their own research. Well, I can tell you, running a show that's pretty big and we think we're pretty sophisticated, we are barely ahead of the audience in the amount of information the audience has on the COVID, on the CCP virus and the vaccine and everything. It would take our entire team every day just to be up on what citizens were getting as far as information goes, their own research. In this situation, the only way that not just citizens in East Palestine in the area, but citizens in Pennsylvania, I mean, look at this fiasco in Baltimore. In Baltimore right now, just with the water they've taken out of here, you're having a huge firestorm down there. What the authority's going to have to do is come out and actually, in a big presentation, let exactly how it was before, what happened, and all the data and the research, and then put it in front of you guys so that you can absorb that information and come to your own conclusion. Yes, I agree with that.
Absolutely. And we just need to get more people involved in town, and it's great to have people coming from the outside like you, because they shine the light on it. I can't tell you how much I've done just trying to push it out there. And the media, the news cycle is so fast. And as I watch what's going on mainstream media, I'm like, that was last week's news. We are far beyond that. You are absolutely correct. And we need to keep up with that. So,
Wolf, on your Facebook group, the other thing, too, is that, remember, they want to pivot away from East Palestine as quickly as possible, right? The reason that Biden and the administration, and this is apolitical, this goes beyond politics right now, the reason they can't come here is that they weren't on top of the beginning, and they understand the ticking time bomb is the chain of command of what happened on the controlled release and the controlled burn, right? They understand this, and that's why they don't want to come down here and face any of that. So they want the news cycle, and look, the news cycle is huge, right? You got the war in Eurasia, you've got the financial collapse, you got so much going on, and then every day, like the tragedy in Nashville. But they want to go out of their way to move on from East Palestine. East Palestine is the last thing that they want to address. That's why it's incumbent upon us. I mean, that's why Rob Sigg and the Real America's Voice team, and it was John Fredericks that went to the, and in fact, I think we're getting Doug Mastriano tomorrow. Cameron is going to be on. Or tonight, Doug Mastriano, his hearings down in Pennsylvania were amazing. And it was the only coverage was John Fredericks. So what's the Facebook group again?
East Palestine Off the Rails.
East Palestine Off the Rails. And all you groups, what's your name again?
Diane.
And so if you want a brochure, Diane's got them from the testing company, right?
Yes, it's from the consultant that would take and do the testing for you. So if anybody wants a brochure, I'll be more than welcome to give it to you.
Does the government pay for that? I mean, when you want to get testing, you have to do it on your own.
The problem with the testing locally, I'm not familiar with your group. I'm going to check it out for sure. But I had my water tested before I came back after the evacuation from Cardinal Environmental. And they're an EPA approved. But they told me they cannot test for three chemicals in the water, which one is butyl acrylates, and then two others. And they said, well, you could take a chance. If there's no benzene showing up in our test, then maybe butyl acrylate isn't, because benzene is part of it, one of the components. I'm like, well, I can't. I need a guarantee.
What's your name again?
Tammy Chai.
I went to Cardinal because that's where I thought at first to get my testing done. So I went there in order to get water and soil tested. And when I did, they gave me the paper that said that at the top, no.
We'll be right back. You hang this to the other side. We'll be right back in East Palestine.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
We're here at Happy Hour in East Palestine, Ohio.
I have one of the local experts is going to join me here in a second. Your name?
Kayla Miller.
Kayla Miller. Hang on for 1 second. We're going to go to, we have Diane over here. She's busy getting her testing material ready. We're going to go to, here's what we're going to do. We got Colonel Doug Mastriano from Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He's going to join us here in a minute. He ran the investigation, the hearings down there. We've got George Negron from EnviroCleanse about everything to do with air filtration and the air test in your house. We're going to go first to our own Ben Berquam, Real America's Voice. Ben, what, you're down in a creek. What creek is it?
This is the creek that runs right out from the chemical spill from the disaster, the train derailment. And you can see right here, these are aeration machines. So they've got pumps in the water that aerate. And basically, they're trying to get the chemicals out into the air, out of the water. From what I understand, it's very hard to get anyone to talk about it. But from what I understand, it's mainly to keep the fish alive. These are the contamination ponds. And if you follow me down here, again, this has been going on for almost 2 months now. And so we decided just to come over. Stay up there, Ben. Stay up on that side. We decided to come over here and just check the soil here. I don't know if you can see me from there, Ben. You might have to go back over there. But even right here, so we just started pushing the sticks around. And immediately, you start getting this rainbow-colored material popping up. And again, this is 2 months. Oh, broke the stick. This is 2 months after we've already been... We've already been cleaning this stuff. So this stuff is still in the water. Last night when I went past this area where they're, don't want to fall into it. I went past the area where they're cleaning and you go downstream, a mile downstream, and it's just rainbow coming out of the water. So this is the problem. And immediately, I know Ed was talking about it on the last segment. Immediately, you start getting the sinus issues. You start getting a headache. You start getting shortness of breath. And this is for me being here one day. I'm talking to residents that live here that have small children, and they're getting symptoms more and more and more. Every single day, the symptoms are getting worse, and they're being told, sorry, guys, you're just outside of the radius for relocation. You're just going to have to deal with it. That's what the people are having to deal with 2 months almost after this disaster.
Ben, let me ask you, if you put the camera around again to down the creek just so we can see the aeration, can the cameraman just pivot down there?
Yeah. Point to the aeration.
Pivot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Not that we don't like the visage of Ben Berquam. Ben, walk us through again. What is that process?
So what we're being told, and again, it's the limited information that they're willing to tell us, each one of these pumps, they suck the water up from downstream, they pump it back up, and they spit it out these aerators. And what that does is it releases the chemicals up into the air and supposedly takes it out of the water. The biggest problem with this is most of that chemical that we're still finding in our mechanical tests is down in the sediment. And so this does nothing to get it out of the sediment. It's all out of the water, and it's simply sending it up into the air again.
Okay, keep the camera right on that. Just keep it right there, cameraman. Just keep it. Now, in America in the 21st century, does that look a little rudimentary? This is my... If they had a town hall and explained it, has EPA come or Norfolk Southern come and walked you through exactly what this process is? Has anybody done that? So it doesn't sound like it's going in the air. Even with my basic C... in prep school, understanding of chemistry, I assume that something's going in the air from the creek. This is the problem. And maybe, by the way, this may be the smartest way to do it, right? It may be the most brilliant way to do it. I would certainly like to have the guy from MIT come here and convince me it's the smartest way. But this is looks a little bit like a Rube Goldberg, right? It doesn't make you comfortable when you drive by and you see that this is the thing. And Ben goes down and stirs, puts the stick, and they still have chemical. And has anybody said, walked you through every per day, per hour, what's this supposed to be doing? No one has. How can we be 6 weeks into this and that? Ben Berquam, how can we be 6 weeks into this and that be one of the solutions? And I'm not trying to dump on the local. These guys are on it and the EPA's on it. But just when you see that, if you have not a lot of knowledge about chemistry or water,
like you said.
What you want is an explanation of this. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I want to give you another point that David, we were talking to earlier, local here. These ponds have actually overflowed three times from what I understand. And the wells that pump to the groundwater for the city are in the field behind us over here, just over 30 feet below the surface. So all of this, none of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. And the problem is they're not talking. Every single person that I've talked to here locally says they aren't getting answers from Norfolk Southern. They're not getting answers from the EPA. They basically have to hunt on their own. And so you're leaving people in the dark to look at this and try to make decisions for themselves. Does this make sense? Well, like you said, Steve, I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert in water filtration. But I can tell you one thing. If I stick a stick in the dirt and clouds of rainbow-colored chemicals come to the surface, that tells me it's not clean.
Okay. Can I get a full shot of them? Can the producers, Harry, can pull back just on Ben? I want the full shot on that. It just, no double. Just give me a full screen. Has the EPA or anyone in East Palestine sat down with the citizens of this city, this town, and our surrounding areas, and walked you through exactly what this process is? What are they trying to achieve, and what's the benchmarks every day? How long does it go? Have they?
Requested to have our creeks dredged because the chemicals are just sitting in there and they're going into the ground. That I was told there are so many chemicals up by the derailment site that they cannot dredge anything. They will upset the ecosystem, for one, which they already killed 40,000 fish, but all these chemicals have to
this
be pulled
from there.
This
gets my point. Norfolk Southern is a company that I think had a $54 billion market cap. It has 20-some billion dollars in assets. It's got the smartest guys, or it can hire the smartest guys in the room. You cannot tell me that before they did the controlled release, that somebody did not go through and at least do some sort of analysis that knew that if it didn't work, we'd end up with this, which is some, you know, garden hose trying to pump water into the atmosphere, correct? Okay. That's what I think. I tell you what, let's go. Hey, Ben, just stay right there. Don't move. I want to go to Colonel Mastriano. Colonel Mastriano, do you hear us?
I hear you, Steve.
Colonel, this was inspired by your hearings in Pennsylvania. Can you walk us through what you found out from those hearings, sir?
Yeah, so 3 weeks ago, we went, you know, of course, to Pennsylvania and then, of course, in East Palestine. And I was a bit appalled by what we were shown by Norfolk Southern. They did take the time to give us a tour and show us the pumps there in Sulphur Run. I went down to Leslie Run and saw the chemicals that you described. And so we got to do something about it. So, of course, we held the first hearing not too far from there in Monaca on the Pennsylvania side of the border and then had many people testify, including residents of East Palestine. And basically, the people tell us that they've been abandoned. They need help. Had the Shapiro administration officials come and lay out what they have been doing, and they hadn't been doing much. And as a result of those hearings, they finally sent the mobile clinic on the Pennsylvania side, finally started doing testing. But what we found, Steve, is people not just within this ridiculous 1 mile area, but people as far out as 5 and 10 miles, you know, feeling the effects and believing their water is contaminated, making them sick, and the air is sick. And you know, what about the animals, the eggs, the milk? And so we got a lot of promises out of the administration and the Pennsylvania side to do testing. Then, of course, last week we had Alan Shaw come and testify before us and didn't get a lot of answers. You know, as you were seeking an answer on who made the call, you know, he kept on dodging that until finally he tried to blame it on the fire chief down there in town, which I don't buy one bit. That's nonsense. The fire chief couldn't make such a call. And clearly, this was not controlled anything. I mean, this was a burn that poisoned.
Colonel Mastriano, that's a lie. That's a lie. They're trying to put it on the fire chief, right? They're trying to put it on the fire chief because by putting it on the fire chief, they're essentially saying it's the people in East Palestine's problem, that they caused the problem, right? That's exactly why they're singling out the fire chief. That's a misrepresentation. No chance you believe that, correct?
Not a chance in you know where. Not a chance at all. Powerful company coming in, and they're going to lead a decision to a guy who's not trained in handling this. I mean, they claim to be the experts. So, you know, who around the table there in their so-called unified command, and we don't know who actually comprised the unified command within East Palestine. And I believe the decision was made, obviously, much, much higher than that. There's not a chance in the heck. And so, yes, it's an excuse to dodge it. You know, Alan Shaw, he's promising the help that is going to come. I'm not seeing it yet. They came into my hearing saying, hey, we're doing all this testing and it's good. It's okay. That's not what I felt when I was there 3 weeks ago. And that's not what Lonnie Miller and other people that you're going to have on testify to, or you know, Caitlin Schwarzwalder at a dog kennel over there in Darlington. They get sick anytime they go into their buildings. And so come to find out, we had a doctor from a university come in and lay out, goes, yeah, you're testing for the wrong chemicals. And so you have to test for these chemicals. And he actually went to East Palestine in Western Pennsylvania. And guess what? Some of them were at high toxic levels.
Colonel, before I let you go, when's the next hearings, and how can people get more information about this?
Yeah, go to SenatorDougMastriano.com, and you know, this is relevant to both Ohio and Pennsylvania. Right now, we're wading through about 2,000 pages of documents, and we're still pressing Norfolk Southern for some videos and more evidence that we need to have before we do the next hearing. So more to come, more to follow. Thanks for having me on, and thank you, Steve, for keeping the story alive. These people need help.
Colonel, we're here for him. And by the way, Colonel Mastriano, of all the hearings, Colonel Mastriano asked the toughest questions. He had that CEO of Norfolk Southern on the griddle. So, Colonel, keep it up. Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to be back with the good citizens of East Palestine, Ohio, and surrounding areas. Let's hear it, folks. Be back in a moment.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
We're back in East Palestine, Ohio. They're getting a little louder here as we get later in the afternoon. I want to thank you guys. I'm here with one of the local activists, Kayla Miller.
Yes.
Can you tell us, give us an assessment? Now, you're from the general East Palestine area, right? Correct?
I am from Negley.
Negley, okay. Yes, and how far away is that?
3.5 miles is where my house is from the derailment.
Well, you don't make the cut line of the EPA, right?
No, actually, I am in zone 2 for the well testing because I am by Leslie Run, but I'm at the very end of it. Not all of Negley is being offered the testing, and I am SOL for the soil testing.
In other words, if you're outside that area, you don't get tested. If you get tested, you have to do it yourself.
Yes.
So what are the local folks, what are they saying down there? Has anybody gone and petitioned and said, hey, maybe we ought to expand, I mean, they got a $6.8 trillion budget in Washington. You think they have a couple of dollars to spread around here? They just did a $250 billion bailout of Silicon Valley Bank, right? Think they have a couple of dollars to throw around here?
It'd be nice.
Have people approached them and said, is it's not right or not fair to do this?
Oh, I know that there's been a lot of people trying to stand up, and me being one of them, I've been on every news outlet I can get my hands on just trying to make sure that the people in the surrounding areas get some attention because they're not offering us anything. We just got our first donation for supplies here this past Sunday, thanks to Soup Mama and the organizations with her.
With Soup Mama?
Yes.
Who's Soup Mama? Right there. Oh, that's right. You're the one that came from Philadelphia, is it?
Southeast PA.
Southeast PA.
Yeah.
Notice, Southeast PA, not Philadelphia. I know these Western Pennsylvanians take that Philadelphia thing. And so what did Soup Mama do?
They've been helping us with all sorts of donations to try to alleviate some of the things that we're dealing with here, and they've been absolutely amazing. I know there's a lot of people that are appreciative, but, you know, we did a specific drop for the Negley area and surrounding vicinities to try and get us some help because everything's been kind
Soup Mama, and you raise money from private individuals, right? You're a not-for-profit?
Yeah, we're a nonprofit. We have been putting out donation flyers all over the place trying to help raise money for these guys. We've been hosting public Zooms And we've had a lot of people jump on the Zooms from different organizations and from here in Ohio. And we've been hearing a lot of their concerns about the soil testing and the water testing. And what we're finding out is the soil testing is about $1,000 a test. And wells can cost up to $250. Now, on Kayla's situation, she has 13 acres. That's a lot of soil testing, and that's a lot of money for people that don't have it. These guys are my neighbors. You know, like I said, I live in Southeast PA. And, you know, the effects of this are everywhere. I mean, this stuff's in the water. It's in the air. You come here and you can smell it towns away. And I live in a town where there's a railroad 2.5 blocks from my house.
Yes.
You know, so this could be anywhere in the United States. And, you know, she's got young kids.
But here's the point. And it's great that you're an activist and doing things. It's fantastic. It's fantastic people are coming together. But money's tight.
Yes,
and the folks here, the point we want to make is the folks here should not have to be supplicants, right?
No.
Or depending upon the goodwill and the natural, you know, giving nature of the American people.
Well, the
this is something that happened by one of the biggest companies in this country, and they had plenty of time to think it through. And what they did, they consciously, not unconsciously, they consciously made a decision to release that into that ditch, dig a ditch first, release it into the ditch, and then burn it. That phosgene gas... The phosgene went up is why the reason that the British took so long to get organized in Normandy for the invasion of Normandy was the casualties they took in the First World War, particularly in the Battle of the Somme. One of the biggest casualties was the chemical gas the Germans put on the British troops, phosgene gas, exactly like Norfolk Southern burned in that ditch. And the chemists and the consultants of Norfolk Southern knew exactly what they were going to do. They didn't think anybody would kick up a stink. You know why? It's just people in East Palestine, mm-hmm. right? It's just MAGA.
Us.
It's just a bunch of working class folks down there. They don't matter. Nobody's going to come to their aid. So I think the not-for-profit and helping is fantastic.
Thank you.
But that's not the point. The point is these people should not be supplicants to go to the government. The government should be down here overwhelming people with assistance.
Absolutely.
Overwhelming people. You shouldn't have to go around and ask 1,000 different questions and get the runaround and all day long is on the phone or on email, and you hear one thing from one person, another thing from another person, and you walk by the Rube Goldberg. Can we get that back up on the screen? I mean, come on. That's not serious. It's not serious. They take you for fools. They're going to put up a pump and throw in the air. Hey, maybe it's the greatest thing ever working. I would love to see a presentation to tell me how that works and how it's making things better, right?
The booms.
They dammed everything up with there was white and yellow, and the whites collect something and the yellow collects another. But when we had a big rain 2 weeks ago, the dam broke and there was water in the parking lot over here. I mean,
I saw it myself.
Are you feel like you're getting the runaround every day when you talk to people?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You ask a yes or no question and you get a 10 million worded sentence and you don't get the yes or no.
That's
answer.
All to wear you down. That's
yeah,
they figure you'll just go away. You'll get frustrated. You have to live your life. You have to go to work. You have to take care of the kids. They're just going to wear you down.
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's definitely not going to wear a lot of us down. We have kids, and we're going to fight for them until the end.
No, that's the thing. That's why we have you back. You guys going to back down at all on this? That's why you've got to organize. You're not supplicants. This is a right. You didn't do anything. They came here, and they made conscious decisions about profitability, to do it quickly, and the government that you pay for every day of these massive taxes, it's a chain of command that was supposed to take over. That chain of command, as we know from Mastriano and we know from Jeff Clark, they didn't have that chain of command. What they did, they tried to do it as quickly as possible, as low as cost for themselves as possible, and figured you guys would never, you know, let the devil catch the hindmost and nobody would care.
And
they
kept that railroad running 3 minutes after they lifted the evacuation.
Yep.
100%.
It's all about the money.
That's it. That tells
yep.
So hang on for 1 second. Let's bring in a George. Do we have a George? No. So we have George from EnviroCleanse. George, can you tell us about the air quality here, what you guys are doing? George, the reason we're so excited, they make an air filtration. When I was on a destroyer as the assistant engineer, I was also in charge of the air filtration systems, which are a nightmare. One of my many duties. They make the air filtration system on Navy ships. Talk to me about East Palestine, sir.
So we've been very lucky. Thanks, Steve, for having us. So we've been deploying our technology. A lot of residents have taken on, you know, after seeing the show. And we've been able to get some of the air quality readings back from enclosed spaces. We've been able to see that pretty much a decrease from outdoor ambient particulate matter, VOCs, from the folks that did take advantage and use our air system, all somewhere up to 85% benefits from those that have been using it. So we're very happy to have worked with them, kind of in a partnership to kind of send out these systems, send out the air quality monitors, and provide some relief to the folks who have been able to take action on it.
But when they, when people, when they first show up and they do that, you do the air quality initially, where's the air quality on a scale from, hey, it's fantastic, to it's not so hot?
Well, it's not so hot. So basically what we're seeing is high particulate readings, high VOC readings, a little very higher than normal than what you would see in some enclosed spaces. So we are finding those readings high. We are seeing them taper down with folks that are running the machine, but definitely the readings that we have saw initial readings before the machine was on and sending out these air quality monitors have been very high.
So are you saying that you think you need, in other words, their houses are naturally, are not just going to naturally, with the circulation they have, given what's in the air, just going to naturally get down to something that's safe?
I think there's definitely an advantage to be running some sort of mechanical filtration. Definitely the outside air is not your friend right there. The environmental pollution is a little high at the moment. Some of the EPA readings that we've been seeing are have been high in particulate matters in some days. So definitely having a system like ours that can get you that mechanical filtration, using the technology that was designed to break down chemicals of high nature and biological, definitely is going to be an advantage for you.
Has anybody come around to you folks, the EPA or whatever, and said, hey, you might want to get an air filtration system, or the air inside may not be up to the highest levels? So George, if the EPA is telling them that everything's fine, are you saying something different than that?
I'm saying from what we're seeing. So we're seeing that there is elevated levels of particulate matter and some elevators of VOC. So we can only go by the readings that we're taking care of. So, I mean, it's always anytime with air quality, you're bothering these things, you definitely mechanical filtration and using some advanced systems is definitely going to be helpful.
Has the EPA come into people's houses? And I know they did it right near the crash, but have they done anything broader than just where the event? But they haven't come in anywhere in the general area and done that? No air quality test. No soil test. No water test. But besides that, you're fine.
Yeah. Us down in Negley, we've had to fight tooth and nail even to get the air monitoring, like the public ones, out. I know it took them 3 days to get it down to us. And our officials have also been fighting tooth and nail for the water testing for Leslie Run down on our end, because as far as
and that happened, hasn't happened so far.
They have gotten
Leslie Run testing is happening, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
But no soil, no air.
No.
Hey George, real quickly, how do people get to you if they want to ask questions for the Avire Cleanse team?
Awesome. So you go to ekpure.com. That's ekpure.com for anyone that does purchase a system. That kind of sees that we're also going to send out an air quality monitor that can be hooked up to your home or business, and they can use coupon code Steve. We're going to give an additional 10% prioritize all these orders, so they can visit ekpure.com. You're going to be able to get the air system and air quality monitor. These are made here in the U.S. Technology originally designed for these kind of contaminants, so we're always happy to help.
Is there a number they can go to and ask questions before if they're not in the financial situation to buy a system where do they go for that?
Absolutely. It's all listed on the site. You can go to ekpure.com. We'll have testing reports, case studies, our contact information. We're happy to answer any questions, offer any resources that we can internally as well.
Let's get all the information. We'll put it up. So, George, thank you very much, brother. Thank you for helping the folks down here. Appreciate it. Joe Reek. Okay, hold this up right here. You got cameras back here. Tell us about the water filtration system. What can it do?
So this is our Alexa Pure Water Filtration Pro system. This will eliminate about 206 different contaminants in the water, contaminants that can cause cancer, contaminants that have viruses, that have pesticides. This is something that every family, every home needs in America right now, regardless of the situation of where you're at. Everybody needs clean, potable water, and you cannot always depend on what
can I go
the
put that filter?
That
can I go put that filter on my device down there in the creek, in the creek?
It would probably do a lot better than what's being done out there.
I'd feel better if I saw that up there.
You know, that's the thing, too, is, you know, we don't know exactly all the chemicals that are in there. But regardless of what is there.
Has anybody explained it to you about what chemicals actually got dumped in and what's the chemical compounds? You have not had a briefing on that. They have not walked through that.
No. Butyl acrylate, the main chemical. That's the rainbow stuff.
Okay, I got a C in chemistry, so you're already beyond me.
Want me to repeat it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Some of the chemicals that are that were emitted from it were butyl acrylate, ethyl hexyl acrylate, isobutylene dioxide, benzene, and vinyl chloride. But I don't think those are all of them, but that's why the testing... Okay, go ahead.
No, see, I had like a guy in a lab coat, right, that had like the EPA sticker on. I love you, but you're like, no, I'd like to have an official guy sitting there with the chart on the high school wall briefing you people. This is what got released. This is how much seeped into the soil, right? This is what we're, this is the problem with these, and this is what we're going to do. Just common sense. You guys are common sense people. If you explain it to people and don't try to do the three card money, it's going to be fine. The problem is we're, what is it, 6 weeks into this, 7 weeks in? 7 weeks, and you're almost sitting there. Now it's getting more confusing, right? And the more you ask questions, the tougher it gets. Joe, you hang on for 1 second. But should we send Joe down to the creek? Should Joe?
I'll go.
Joe, no, Joe will go. Gamer from Salt Lake. Okay, hang on. We're going to be back in a moment for the D block.
Getter has arrived, the new social media taking on big tech, protecting free speech, and canceling cancel culture. Join the marketplace of ideas. The platform for independent thought has arrived. Superior technology. No more selling your personal data. No more censorship. No more cancel culture. Enough. Getter has arrived. It's time to say what you want, the way you want. Download now.
All right, we're in the old roadhouse in East Palestine, Ohio. By the way, we're going to be back here tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Make sure, we love to see you guys again. We're going to do another 2 hours of War Room. Karen and Ed are going to do their show, John Fredericks. The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump's going to call in at 9 o'clock to the John Fredericks show. So remember, he loves things that are hot. He saw today the show was hot. That's why he's calling in tomorrow. He wants to be a part of it. Okay, we've got a lot to do and not a lot of time to do it. Joe Reek. Where do people go, if they want to find out about not just this, but all the other products you got at My Patriot Supply, the best place in the world for self-reliance, where do they go?
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. You can even call. We have preparedness agents standing by ready to answer your questions. That number is 866-229-0927, or go to MyPatriotSupply.com. We have the Alexa Pure on special right now for everybody. Because of this event that we're doing right here, you can save $80 on the Alexa Pure Pro system right now when you order today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Perfect. By the way, we had Joe. We did the with Frank Gaffney and the team. We did the nuclear weapons thing about Russia a month ago. They had the biggest day in the company's history. I didn't even know they had iodine and radium pills. Right? We'll talk about that. Now that Putin's forward deploying the nuclear weapons into Belarus, maybe it's the time we talk about that tomorrow.
Dosimeter cards, iodine tablets, everything you guys need. My Patriot Supply is going to be your one-stop shop, so you can have that peace of mind of knowing that you can be taken care of regardless of whatever happens to you or your family.
Maybe Putin just hires Norfolk Southern, right? Huh. It's the American Chernobyl, right? Is there any doubt about that? It's American Chernobyl. Look at the horrific clouds. You can't get away from that. Joe Reek, thank you. Came all the way from Salt Lake City to support East Palestine. Let's hear it for Joe Reek, My Patriot Supply. Best company. You guys are warriors. Mo, give me some quick hits over here. Tomorrow we're going to do actually more to get into the crowd, the audience. Give me some more quick hits.
Okay, so what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Faith. I'm from Pittsburgh. And I did feel the effects down there.
In Pittsburgh.
I'm 48 miles from here, door to door. And I was outside that week. You know, we had a little bit of nice weather, went outside, was doing some yard work. Came in next day, rash all over my neck. My partner, who lives in Washington, he had the same thing. A couple days later, he's going, well, this is weird. I must be getting psoriasis. And I didn't really think anything of it. And then after listening to the show a few times, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's here. You know, so that. Now, another thing is this Norfolk Southern thing. It affects us in Pennsylvania, too, because we have Norfolk Southern, a train, going right next to our house. For years, they've been bringing chemical cars through. I have said numerous times, we need to deal with this. I've talked to the rep. We now have another rep and another rep. Nobody ever does anything about it. This, in my opinion, this is internal warfare. This is how they're getting us. You know, they have poisoned our soil and our air. So now we're going to have problems eating. Wow. We're going to have problems getting our food.
She went there.
Yeah.
She went there.
Oh, yeah.
How many, hold it. Hang on. How many believe that they think that this is part of a not organized pattern, but they're not upset about it?
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to point out.
Hold on. This is what the elites in this country don't miss. When they lose the faith of the American people, that's when it's over. Remember, you're the full faith and credit of this country, right?
That's right.
The full faith and credit of this country. Everything on Wall Street is all on your shoulders.
And I just want to point out in a video that she showed me that if the train derails by her house, it will fall into her house because it is the train tracks are literally over top of her house.
Wow.
Yeah. And my thing is, you know, Utah has the right idea. Firing squad. That and Cush.
She went
and
there.
Cash,
she went there.
Cash Patel.
Well, hopefully we'll keep our broadcast license
Cash
out of that.
Patel
thank you, Pittsburgh. Thanks, Mo. Good screening. No, thank you very much. Mo, you're fired. No. Terrific. There's no conspiracies, but there's also no coincidences. We have breaking news about Norfolk Southern, don't we?
Yeah. They canceled on the town hall in New Waterford tonight. They are not there.
Who'da thunk it? They must have been watching Real America's Voice today, right? Going to have some tough questions. Well, how does that set with people when they won't even show up? Do you think that's a sign of respect?
They've done it multiple times, and it shows me they don't give a crap. They don't care, genuinely. They tell you to your face that they do, and they want to do what's right. And then
is that all for the cameras or when they're in Congress, when he sat there? Remember, three-quarters of his testimony was, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to stand by people. Remember that? That's all he does. You're not, the folks here are not buying that?
No, if I heard that phrase one more time, I was going to throw my TV.
Really? It's that bad?
Yeah. Exactly.
So, once again, they're going to have a town hall tonight, and they canceled?
Yeah, the town hall is still going on, but Norfolk, they canceled. They did not show up tonight.
At these town halls, do they make presentations so that people can get? And I realize there's a lot of pressure on the local, officials here, and they probably don't have tremendous resources. But does the EPA or people from the federal government, do they come in and actually make presentations so that you get a sense of what their process is?
They did a little bit, but not anything in depth. It's just kind of your vanilla kind of presentation.
No, don't like that. Mo, let's try one more. You can redeem yourself. No. Don't panic. Right in back of you. Right there.
So what's your name and where are you from?
My name's
Save Danny. My daughter's job.
My name's Danielle Staker, and I'm from about 25 minutes from here.
And so what brought you here today?
To show support for this community and everything they've gone through.
Right,
and they need
all right.
It. They need it.
100%. And I just want to point out that the government is so quick to bail out the banks within hours and days, but they're not willing to help out the citizens of East Palestine. They are not. And they want you to rely on your own money to test and do everything else instead of helping like they should.
Which is great. These not-for-profits have to do it. Look, the people in East Palestine are not going to be supplicants, right? It's not, and there's not enough money of all the deplorables to take care of the situation here. They had $20 billion on the Deepwater Horizon, right? We got to get to the level of we have to have, so the real estate price is always taken care of. Okay, I've only got 34 seconds. We're going to be back here tomorrow. We're going to toss to John Solomon of Real America's Voice. Continues on. There'll be a special on the Lindell TV of us. We'll see you here live tomorrow morning. We had a great time. You're fantastic. We look forward to it, and we'll help. All you guys need to organize. We'll be here for you. Let's hear it for East Palestine, Ohio.